to apologize for not being too consistent. Last week I had four weddings. Tonight I came to a wedding and I told the Chaim Eisenstein I'm only coming to the chuppah. Tomorrow night I also have a wedding, but I suspect I won't be mevater on the shir. The problem is the wedding is tomorrow night is in Kibbutz Chal Chaim. And the Baal Simcha told me that I've been to every wedding of his children, with the exception of perhaps tomorrow night. It says every rule has an exception. Okay, we have already delivered a number of shiurim. The page number one in front of you, we discussed Ba'arichos several weeks ago. So, what I would like to do is the next series of shiurim, I'm going to go. I drew up a list of a fair number of topics that I hope to discuss. Here you see in the front of page one, the Melachos D'oraisa that I mentioned. There are, as you can see, four parashios that we spoke about. The one that's in Nishmatim is the parasha that essentially teaches us the obligation to be maftir b'ero shvias. Ba'shvias tishmetena unditashto. And then we have the next series of psukim, which Shmei Islam Adalit, which is the subject of Machlokes Tanaim, we'll get to momentarily. And of course, the bulk or the primary source is that which is found in Parshas Behar. And then the focus of the Torah clearly is on Shvisa Sa'aretz, the fact that Eretz Yisrael should lie fallow. And we discussed, and we'll discuss further, the question whether the din is on the Gavra or the Halachi is on the Chetza, maybe on the land itself resting. You can see, actually, we pointed out several weeks ago that both of these themes are embedded in the Pesukim. On the one hand, B'Shav Sahara Chavos Hashem, that you see very clearly, the Sefer the Rav Kook, Zatzal Rav, is called Shabbat Haaretz. On the other hand, there are Lavim that are articulated in the Torah, four Isurim Daraisa, four Melachos, four Lavim. Number one, the Torah says this, Sanchal of Sidra, an Isur of Zriya. Number two, Kamchal of Sizmar, an Isur of Zmira, pruning. And then we have two other Isurim that are also mentioned, namely Lo Sitzar, Sviach Yitzircha, and finally Idmen Zirecha, Lo Sitzar. So let's just for a moment mention Zriya, which is the first of the Lavim that the Torah describes here, Sanchal of Sidra. So the question is, this Zriya, does it also include Netiyah? The word Zriya generally, Zoraya, the Mishnah, and Gimel, and Shabbos refers to sowing, putting a seed in the ground. Now, what about Netiyah, which refers to Ilonos? What about planting? We'll be discussing that in a little while with Hashem. Number two, Ilan Srak, which is not for the purpose of Nachal. So what's the din of such a tree? What is its status? And even Zriya B'toch HaBayis, which is the subject of a lot of discussion in Mamad Gadol HaAchronim, namely we're talking about Chamamot, or for that matter, Matzav Menutak, detached bedding, something which is not yearning from the ground. What is that status? We'll discuss that also with Hashem, what's Min HaTorah, what's Min HaRabbanan. But unquestionably, Zriya, that is really the focus of what the Torah speaks about over here in Parshas Behar. And generally, as you know, that in a regular year, generally, yirokos are nizra several times a year. That's what farmers do. They plant vegetables several times a year. The third, or rather I should say the second isa the Torah speaks about, which is the isa of zemira, is obviously we're talking about pruning a tree. That's also what they did in the Shabbos as well. The Gemara speaks about zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayav shtayim, the Gemara in Pargodol. But we're talking about lachtoch hanafim, in order to, you want to improve the growth of the tree. That's the reason why we'll prune the tree and we'll cut off excess foliage and light that may impede or prevent the proper growth of the tree. So here, the Torah actually mentions the chayim v'chol osizmar. The Torah speaks in the context of a keren. So now the question is, does this apply to other eitzim as well? Or it only applies to anavim? Perhaps only applies to grapes and not to other kinds of trees. So this is the subject also of a lot of discussion, which we're going to get to in Etz Hashem. But again, we have to be cognizant of these four Isurim Min HaTorah. Again, Zriya, Zemira, Ketzira, Ubetzira. Generally, Ketzira refers to Chitim or the like, And Metzira usually is in the context of Kituv Perot. So here we have, as I said, four Yisurim, Daraisa, the Torah mentions clearly in Parshas Bahar. So now let's get on to one or two other halachas that are also very relevant, also derived from the Pesukim that we see over here. Chazal right now, Pasuk Vav, Ha'isa Shabbat Aros Lachem La'achla, many, many halachas are derived from here. Probably the most important one is La'achla V'loy L'schara. You're not allowed to do business with Peir Shvius. Now that's a very significant halacha. And that's a din which is very complicated. Just to pose to you the obvious question, which is posed by all the Dolei Apostim, and this is the subject every Shemitah, the same discussion. What is it better to do? Because we mentioned among the options that are available, there's obviously the Bul Shishi, the 60th produce, or that which is used by the Haredi world, the Bul Nochri, or Otsa Bezin, which is a Tesefta called by the Ramban the Chumash, and also discussed by the Dolei Apostim, Sheldoreno. So now the question is, Otsa Bezin, which has the status of Bishop Shvius, is that to be preferred over Hetter Mechira? Hetter Mechira has many issues. We'll say in Sefer Shir about Hetter Mechira. The issues of Hetter Mechira are similar to the issues that are found in reference to Mechira's Chavitz. How serious could such a Mechira be? Even though over the last several decades, it's clear that the Hetter Mechira has taken on a different kind of life because it's now in the Tavo. It's also drawn up contracts. I have several contracts with me. Contracts drawn up by lawyers where farmers actually sell their field. The Rabbanut is involved in it. Rabbi Vadya actually passed an aloha. Rabbi Vadya says that Tzal is your service yesterday. He passed an aloha that Hetter Mechira is preferable over Otsa Bezin. The Otsa Bezin issue is an issue with Chora. They're doing business with Peir Shvius, albeit not exactly the same way. Usually it's a much lesser nature. It's not to the same extent. So generally the yeshiva world, quote unquote, contends not the way Rabbi Vadya writes. It contends that Otsa Bezin is better than Hetter Mechira. But this is a subject of a lot of discussion. The Panini Aloha, Rabbi Elazar Melamed, wrote a whole sefer recently, where essentially he argues very vehemently and vociferously Hetter Mechira clearly trumps, pardon the expression, trumps Otsa Bezin. Rabbi Vadya also writes of a similar nature. That's why he passed the Aloha. That's a long tshuva that he wrote on the top. But this is one of the famous Alohas. You can't do business with Peir Shvius. So now the problem is, but la'achla, but how is la'achla, how is it to be reconciled with the fact that the Torah says, seems to be a steer in your bed. On the one hand, you can't be kotzer, you can't be votzer, but then on the other hand, it tells you la'achla. So of course, the response is, Chazal understand that you cannot do it in the normal way. So now take a look here in the Mishnah. Maser Shvius. Page number 4 of this handout. There's a famous Mishnah in Perakhes. And the 8th Perak of Shvius is one of the most famous Mishnayis in Maser Shvius and a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Te'ena Shal Shvius, Ein Kotzin Osa V'Muktzin. So the way the Batanua translates over here, that you're not allowed, the Torah says, Esfiach Ketzirach Olosikzor, as Indian Zerech Olosikzor. So the Torah does not mean to Aser, Ketzira and Ketzira, absolutely. Because the Torah said, La'ochla, you're allowed to eat Tvua and Peros or Shvius. So how can you eat them without Ketzira and Ketzira? That would be a sphere of an Eobe, would be an impossibility. So what's the Kavana? The answer is, that you're not allowed to be Malakate from that which is Mechubel Karka, Kederach She'osin B'Shar Shomim. The way it was normally done on the normal circumstances, but rather has to be done through a shinoi. So the Mishnah is teaching you this halacha. Tein Mishal Shvius, the Mishnah says that en kotzin osam b'muktzah. You cannot cut him off the tree b'muktzah. It says the Batanura kli amiyuchad lo kotz bo tein kari muktzah. That's the nature of this kli. It's a kli that is designed for the purpose of cutting off tein from a chubal akaka. So the Mishnah teaches you you cannot use such a kli, but rather Abel Kotzer Osam Becharbo, says the Batanura, Sakin, Bashon Peru. Vitaima, Mashon Detsiv, as in the Zerachel Ositzar, Kederach HaBotzim. So this is the halacha that Chazal teach us, there has to be a shinoi. Means using, instead of using a kli, HaMiyuchad, for the purpose of cutting off the item, you use a regular sakin. The word Charba Milshom Chemet. And therefore, it refers to a sakin, it refers to a knife, or one that has the propensities of a knife. And that's essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to make a shinui the way the item is normally cut, detached from the chub of the karka. Now, the Rash in the Perasha Mishnayos, you don't have it in front of you, but the Rash asked the Kasha on this from the Hemshech of the Mishnah. We'll read the Hemshech of the Mishnah in a moment, but the Hemshech of the Mishnah is not talking about Makitas, Peros, Men, and Chubar. But we're talking about different types of malacha that are done with Peros after the Achash and Niklashu, after they're detached from the ground. So the Stavir, the whole Mishnah is talking about the same topic. And in general, Te'enim are Niklash Vina Eitz Biyad Velo B'Kli. People pluck Te'enim from the tree as opposed to cutting it B'Kli. So many Rishonim, the Rash actually has several explanations here. The Rash is the classic Mefurish, Amishnayis of Zoyim, the Rash from Mishan. So the Rash writes in his second parish on this Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about Te'enim Shifat Niklashu, they already were detached from the ground. However, we're discussing Yibush HaTe'enim HaElu, drying these te'enim. The Gemara speaks about this in the context of the Machlokes of Shimon Yehuda, in Shabbos, in Beitzah, in Levin's Tavuktzah. The te'enim that were placed on the Gag, the Hityabish. So that's what we're talking about. Te'enim Shol Shvi'is, Ein Kotzin. So the Rash has the interpretation, Ein Kotzin means Ein Miyabshin Osam B'Muktzah. You don't go ahead and dry these te'enim in a place which is norm to dry them, but rather, kotza also becharba. You'll have to be miyabishem in a churba. A churba is a dafka al makom, where that's the practice to be drawing to aim them for the purpose of yibush. But again, that particular spot is not necessarily makom amiyuchad the kach. And the word kotzin, he's understanding differently than the first explanation provided by the Batanura. Kotzin miloshen kayitz, yibush ata'enim. And Muktzah is a Mokam HaMiyuchah L'Yibush HaTe'enim. Charva is a Mokam Churba. So in that way, there's a Girsa, I saw in the Mishnah, B'Churba. There is such a Girsa in the Mishnah. Whatever the case is, the Mishnah is telling you a din. Chazal required us to make a shinui in the Malachas that I've done in Peor Shvi'ah solution. We'll see that in the Hemshech on the Mishnah. But Midin Torah, Midaraisa, there's no obligation to be Mishanim, except B'Lekitas Peros from that which is B'Chub L'Karka. So again, we show them here have a fundamental machlokes in the Havon of this Mishnah. And also, we show them argue which, regarding which perishvias, well, these halachas said that you have to go ahead and make some sort of a shinoi when the item is, as I said, tolish. So this is totally, as I indicated, the discussion among the Mishnah. I just want to go a bit further in the Mishnah, which then says further. Ein dorchin alavim begas. Again, that's the normal way of the Rabbi Zara. So then you realize that that's what they do in the press. In order to press on them, there's a kind of wine press. You're not allowed to do that in a regular kind of fashion, namely using the normal wine press. You have to make a shinui, even in the malacha, that's done with reference to Dvinas Anobim. It means you don't do it begat. Normally it's done in a vat. That's what the Rabbi Zara describes. So here it says, no. Now let's do that. Is a kind of trough, as opposed to being a wine bag, which is utilized specifically for the purpose of anavim, but rather an areva is something that the Mishnah has himself in. Areva, the Mishnah talks about in the context of a trough that's used for the purpose of lisha. It's used for the purpose of kneading an isa adam. It's much smaller than a gat. A gat is a massive wine bag. The Gemara of the Zohar has a number of sugars that discuss these kind of wine bags. And then what they did was, Bisman Chazal, they actually had these, I call them chalitza shoes. I don't know how to describe them. I've been to a number of wineries. I took the course I mentioned with Dr. Grach, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, Grach Soloveitchik's son. He taught the course on Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. He had to come to the meeting before then in order to be able to be enrolled in the course. So I had to wake up at 4:30 on Friday mornings. And the course, I took two courses, one of Rivers. So Ribs went to examine Meshach, the whole parak, and also discussed a lot of usury in the Middle Ages, and many Jews were known for, they were bankers, they were involved in usury. That was a very, very popular profession that Jews actually were involved in to make manasa. And then the other course was in Yain Nesach. And more of us went to major cities out of the Zara. So we saw a lot of, plus we went to wineries, and we went to museums, and we were all over the place in the Shachigrach. So the distinction, as I mentioned, you cannot go ahead and do the pressing of the Adam Begat, but rather, Darach Uvareva. That's to be a Shinoi, maybe using a much smaller climate plea. And obviously, so the Kamut of Anamim is not going to be the same as the Kamut under normal circumstances. It's much less. So the Mishnah now is going to go on and tell you as well that Melachas Shabbatolush have to be done with Shinoi. It says, Osim Zaysim, Bibad, Uvikotel. Again, the way he used to take out shemen from olive trees. There were two shlodim. First, they were tochen the zeisim. They had a rechayim of beit haban. No one speaks about it. One talks about a millstone that was used after for the purpose of zeisim. And then they would go ahead and take the zeisim and put them into a bat. A bat is a large gat. It's a bat that's actually built to the ground itself. It's body, the tachakarka. And there, they would take beams. Gemara's and Shabbos and other Zorah. They would take these beams and put these heavy logs, and on the head of this log was a what the Gemara calls, I believe, a kote. It was like a stone. The idea was they wanted to desiccate, they wanted to squeeze, or they wanted to desiccate those zeisim for the purpose of shem. And the Gemara has this in Shabbos, there in the sugya of the Yichas Zeros, so not to test that area. It also is found, as I said, in Balbasa, also in Abizara. I have a number of times in Shas, you have the encounter with this. How they went ahead and squeezed Zaysim. So the Chiddush is that you cannot be soaked shemen in Shvius the normal way. It cannot be done utilizing the normal techniques, namely the bar of the kote, that's also on Shvius. However, what can you do? It says, I will kote shu mafes the bodida. You're allowed to be kotesh. That's called the mafeshet. Mafeshet is a kind of grinder, pulverizer. I'm not sure what the English term is. But anyway, you're allowed to be kotesh the zeisim, and then put them in a smaller gat, in a smaller kind of bag, in a smaller kind of trough, like an areva, and then do the schita over there. So we'll see. Rav Shimon actually writes at the end on the bottom here, Rav Shimon Omer, Av tochihu b'vei sabad, u'machnis u'bodida. Rav Shimon, he contends that good time kama, you have to make machinery in both shlavi, in both of these stages of Hutzah Hashem and HaZeisim, no one in the tchina. You can't be tochein the zeisim in a regular reichan of the beit habad. That's not permissible on the shmita year. You have to use a machteshet, which is a smaller kind of format. And number two, in the act of shmita itself, you can't be tochein in the bad and the kote, but rather it has to be in a smaller gat. Rav Shimon comes along and says, he's calling. He says, no, the shinoi does not have to be in the act of shchino, but only in the shchita, because the ikar asiyas Hashem and dafka is in the act of shchita. When you do the squeezing. So according to him, you're allowed to be talking the zeisim in a regular time of beit habad, kidarko, bishar shonim. But after you did the tchina of the zeisim, then you can't be soaking them in a large gat, in the karka of the beit habad, but rather only in a smaller kind of gat. And this is exactly what this mission is telling you, essentially the basic halacha, which is very, very relevant to this concept that we have been speaking about. Namely, the mission is telling you there has to be a shinoi in the melacha, and the reason why it has to be a shinoi, so the Rambam writes, he writes it in Sefer Mitzvos. I didn't see that, but I saw the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, and also I say Reish Lakil, I believe it is. We actually had reference to it already before. That Chazal were misaking to do these melachas, b'shinoi, kidei shegei nikar lakol she'elu aperos hefker. We want to make it clearly discernible that we're talking about hefker. And as according to the Rambam, the shinoi has to be done that the melacha should not be done, become uyot gedolot. You cannot do it in terms of the volume. The volume has to be diminished considerably. Because otherwise, if you do it the way normally it's done in terms of volume, kedach habaylin, so in effect, that shows you that clearly you don't subscribe to the whole concept of Ashvir Tishmetenu and Tashna. It's supposed to be mafkirit. It's not yours. As I said, even though it's a bezin, the way it's done, that bezin pays for the labor of the people who are working on the field of the farmer. Farmers complete the same hefka. I saw that Siv has a Meshur Dabar, a very beautiful tshuva about farmers learning Torah during the Shemitah year. A lengthy tshuva where he discusses how farmers devote their year to learn about Torah. An amazing kind of concept. By the way, it exists here in Eretz Yisrael. You have that concept exist here. A fair number of farms in Eretz Yisrael, that's what farmers do. Of course, we're talking about observant farmers, obviously. And the whole idea, the point is simply that number one, either that people should recognize that etc. And number two, I saw the writer in the Rosh Hashanah has a long arif of here. He writes in the reason why Chazal ben Shinoi people should know we're talking about Peirush Shvi'is. There has to be a clear change in the approach that is normally taken. So this is a very, very, very significant set of Mishnayos. And these Mishnayos, from here we learn, as I said, the concept or the notion that things have to be done differently in order that we should recognize the fact that we're in a Shemitah year. Now, I saw actually in some want to suggest that, again, they're talking about the modern poskim, describing different types of kelim, different types of implements that are going to be used for the purpose of making these kinds of shinuyim. I mean, Zriya is also the gabri. That's a poskim. Sol chalisizva. You can't sow, you can't see. That's an Isa Daraisa. We were talking about in terms of the Kitsira and Bitsira, so it has to be through a Shinui. So either the Shinui is in the Kamut, or the Shinui is in the Derech, the way actually the item is going to be detached from the ground. But of course, all this is taken into account. The next halacha, which is well known to all of us, on page number 3 here also, you'll see, Bir Peroshis. This is a famous Tarasconian, which is the subject of a lot of discussion in the Gemara Psachim and elsewhere. So the Torah Sponim writes over here, as you can see, that the Lamentum of Lachai Hashem Atzecha, that passage appears on page number 1. So there, the Torah tells us the din of Bir. There's a big machlokes among the Rishonim how to perform the mitzvah of Bir. The Rambam happens to have the Shita that, as you can see directly below, the Torah Sponim of Bir, that the Rambam has a din of Bir, Sreifa Ba'esh. Of Mashna Be'al-Melech. Of course, it reminds us of the Machon Zabir Chachamim in the second parak of Sofim, in Kol Shoh. How do you get rid of Chametz? So Rabbeinu says, Ein Bir Chametz El HaSreifim. That's that from Leisa. Chacham Mamin HaShvesasa B'chol Dabar. And this seems to be the same two approaches mentioned by the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah B'Yomah, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Right, so over there, you have it in front of you. Hoyu L'Pes V'Rubin, Mechalpin Mavin Shoh L'Sinu S'Kolech V'Echah. That you're allowed to do. The Gemara says that even to an Amoritz, it's a din, you can't give Peirush Shvi'is to an Amoritz. However, you're allowed to give the Muslim Shalom to us, so the amount that's required for Shabbos. This is the Rambam Shita. Rabbi Shalom disagreed with the Rambam. And Rabbi Shalom assumed, what do you do? After beer, you'll see. This is my Rebbe, Daniel Shinadovich. So I was scheduled to be in his chasana in Baltimore a fair number of years ago. He also learned in our yeshiva, Torah Shvach. He just moved to this area, Baruch Hashem. So this concept of biur, according to the Rambam, is a very adas yochid. Most of Shonam hold biur meets hefke. So you'll see there are charts that come out over here. There are a few people in the shul who are holding much more than I am in the area of Shemitah, and they will, in effect, be distributing charts that tell you when the pre is no longer available to the Amos Achayas and Hashem HaSavim, and that's when we have to get rid of it from our homes as well. That's the kind of beer, the different periods of time for different types of peros. So look at the charts column itself, right above the Ram. So the moment it's no longer available to the Chayim Asodeh, then it has to be gotten rid of to, in the house as well. So as I said, most Rishonim hold, when the Torah said, Bashriyas Tishmeteno in the Tashla, it means Hefker. But the Rambam has a very unique Shita, similar to Chametz, Sreifa, or Hashbesasa B'chol Dovah, Mashach B'yam HaMelach, I'm going to discuss that actually separately. So that's a big machlokes among the Rishonim. And there's also another machlokes, which is also very significant. We'll talk about that too. When we say hefker, is it hafkarata adam? The person has to be mafkir, the owner. Or is it, we assume, hafkaita malkusa? Is it hafkarata melach? Automatically. What difference does it make? Is that the person is not mafkir. The person does not make his field hefker. So if it's hafkarata adam, then you're not allowed to take from those peros. You can't eat them. If it's Hafkarat HaMelech, Memela, the peros are muftar. You don't really have to do anything. It's Hafkai Dinam Alvisa, which happens automatically. Okay, I want to refer back to the Machlokes Tanoim of Akiva Rabbi Shmuel that we already mentioned a number of times, but here again, you'll see it. on page number two. On page number two, we refer to this item before. I actually spoke about this page several weeks ago. Machlokes of Rishonim in the Pshat. Vashvias Tishvatenu Matashla. But the most significant machlokes relates to the Pashuk Pshat in the Pasuk. Bechorish Vakotzer Tishvas. Sheish Yishonim Tase Maasecha. Uvayim Ashvii Tishvas. Bechorish Vakotzer Tishvas. What is that Pasuk talking about? You can see it on page one, the Pasuk. Just look at the Pasuk. First on page number one, just to see the Pesukim. That the Torah says, Sheish Yishonim Tase Maasecha. Correct. And the Torah mentions as well, in the Katsumadi and Shalom Samadalin, Shesh, the second item from the right. Shesh Yom Tavlo Vayam Ashri Tishvos, the Chosh Rakos of Tishvos. What is it talking about? Two possibilities. Either Shabbos, but the problem, if it's Shabbos, which makes sense, Shesh Yom Tavlo Vayam Ashri Tishvos, why does the Torah only mention the Chosh Rakos? Why all these two malachas singled out, essentially? So therefore, the other possibility is no, it's talking about Shemitah. And this is the subject of famous Ahom Stanoim that sounds here on page number two, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the middle of the page. The Gemara discusses Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. As you can see, the Gemara points out that in the Pshat, Lechura, by the way, if you ask me, when I learned this from my father's Atzal, many years ago, we started learning at 5 years old, Shnayim Mikra Vechatag. I can't say I remember it from then, but I do know that I thought it was Pashim, that who's right, Rabbi Shmuel's right, not even a subject to me. Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Sheish Yishonim Tavo Vayam Ashvii Tishvos. So there's a Yad Rabbah. Look at the ritual calls the Yad Rabbah and Marcus in the left hand corner. He quotes on the Ramea Levi. That's Ramea Levi Abu Lafia. Yad Rabbah. Beforish the Kula Kron Nidrash Vimei Shmita. Aye, how's it possible to speak about Yomim? Zok the Yad Rabbah. The Yom Mamur is Kan Shonim. Refers to years. And as the pasuk is talking about Shemitah. Ay, it says Yomim, refers to Shonim. Sheshesh Yomim means Sheshesh Shonim, refers to 6 years. And he goes on, Vein Zeh Nachum Eina, the Ritva doesn't like it. Yeah, we got the Kasa of Kuro Yomim, the Makom Shonim, we have it elsewhere. We see Yomim, Tiyan Yul Asa, the Pesukim, the end of the Bukut Osai, Yomim Al Asa, also another set of Pesukim, in Chayisara. Correct, but in the course of the conversation, the dialogue between Eliezer and Rivka and her acquaintances, her relatives, Yom Moso Achat Tevech. Al Sheesh Amin and Kach Vekach, Ol B'Yom Kach Vekach, Lo Karul Yomim, Lo Kavu Yom Plenty, Rok Hashan and Plenty. What in heaven's name is going on here? How could you simply say in a very absolute kind of way that when the Pasuk says, Yomim refers to Shonim. It's not Lichora, so he rejects the Yad Rama. But the Yad Rama is trying to defend the other position because, as I said, the Piyak Shat of Ishmael is right. Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. But he comes to defend the position of Rabbi Akiva, who argues that no, you can't say the Mishul Shabbikra because why does the Torah then after mention Tamisha, the Chavishma, Kosset Ishmael? What about all the other 37 malachas of Shabbos. And there's even a question, Bichlal, on Shemitah, is Chavisha also B'darais and Abad? The Torah does not mention Chavisha. Lo Sizra, Sonchol Lo Sizra, Kamchol Lo Sizra, Tzviach Ketzirchol Lo Sizra, in the Zirachol Lo Sizra, doesn't mention Chavisha. So maybe it's not also in our Torah. So essentially, there are really three groups, if I were to be Misakeh, the Isurim, of Shemitah, there are three groups of Isurim. Number one, the Isurim that are connected to Avodah Zakar. Zriya, that's obvious. Son Chol Sizra, not to sow, not to see. Zmira, not to prune. Kam Chol Sizra, that removing the excess foliage in order to enhance the growth. We'll discuss that also. Three, Chavisha, based on this pasuk. If you understand the pasuk, the Chorosh Vakos and Tishbos, as referring to Shemitah, so the Torah asks Chavisha during the Shemitah year. And that's one area. Area number two, the Isurim that are connected, the Isur to the issue having to do with Peros, Ketzira, Torah says, Ketzira for the Sitzar, Betzira, Inveiz the Zerech of the Sitzar, and the obligation to make the Peros Hefkir, Vashvias Tishmetena, Unatashta, the Vashvias Mishpatim, that you have to abandon that. That which is natush, that which is completely to be abandoned, to be hefker. So that would be the second area. Perhaps the third area would be regarding the use of teiros in the course of the Shemitah year. And then we have one halacha we mentioned. There are many other din. La'achla l'schara, la'achla l'hefser. That's a very complicated din. Means you can only use the item the way it is normally used. I can't go ahead and decide to use lemon for the purpose of I have some stain on my car, and I now want to go ahead and use lemon that I have shmiyas in order to clean the stain of my car. That is not the normal use of lemon, and therefore that would be a violation of l'hefser. And such similar kind of violations are the third category that we are talking about. So here, as I said, there are really three categories, but there's a heter of achila. I'm going to discuss mitzvah Hashem in the future shiurim. Is there a mitzvah to eat perish meats? So here there's a massive discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim in Pshat and Ramban. I have seen this Ramban for years, and I Adai Lo Shachnati that Ramban is saying there's a mitzvah to eat perish meats with Kedushasa, but many, many assume that. He told me, Rabbi Yitzvi Rimon, I'm very friendly with him, the author of the Sefer Shemitah. So he marshaled a whole series of poskim, not Rabbi Yitzchak himself, but poskim, great Gdolei HaPoskim, on the Sefer Ramban is being a mitzvah, eat perish meat with Kedushasa. Just like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night, where it's up for matzah, mitzvah seder aisa, the Marim Sochim. So too, there's a mitzvah to eat perish meat with Kedushasa. That's a very significant mitzvah. And he argues very forcefully and emphatically and graphically, that's something that those who are only using Yilul Nachri will not be able to have that Kiyam HaMitzvah of eating Perishim to the Shasa. That's one of his arguments in the Sefer HaShemitah. He just gave me another edition of the Sefer. He added a few things here and there, but nothing really major has changed from what I can see from this. So I went to the entire Sefer several times. Very beautiful Sefer. The godliness of his presentation is the clarity. The clarity is absolutely something which is, I think, the most scintillating aspect of his svara. Plus, he's also very mesudar, and there are a lot of illustrations, and there are pictures. It's very contemporary, very user-friendly. That's the term that, I would probably learn a lot if I become more familiar with that terminology. User-friendly, both in terms of saying shiurim, in terms of how to say the shiur, and in terms of the entertainment modality that has to be utilized is my name, Ono. And in terms of the other night, I was at Chasana, one of my nights, and I met Rabbi Schwitzer from Torah Torah. So I was telling him about the whole discussion regarding Nusa. He was in stitches. He was just having the grand time. I had a whole table there, so I was having a good time. I don't know if I mentioned to you that I met my brother, Avraham David, told me in his building, Rechav Moshea, they lived a wonderful Jew who lived close to 100. He was born in Brisk. His name was Aviona Bramberg. He lived in Shanghai. He lived in the air. He was a sheikh in Eretz Yisrael. So this Aviona Bramberg, was close to 100. He was born in Brisk. When he was a teenager, he went over to Brisk Lop, and he had a very good day. And he told him about Mishnigal Torah. So the Brisk Lop said he was so misspelled from Mishnigal Torah that his 17, 18-year-old boy told him, he said to him, I'm giving you a bracha for Aviona Bramberg. He was learning Aviona Bramberg. Anyway, he lived in the Mir. So he sent over from Avichai Lubavitch. He heard from Avichai Lubavitch himself, Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva. He asked him, is there any value to Nigunim? He asked Avichai Lubavitch. And he said, the other Rambam, Avichai told him, Nigunim is the hetech from Kabbalah. Eimitz of us, Elzim, and Davinim, Yehoshim, Namon, and Gatsi. Gomish. So, of course, that fit my scheme of things perfectly, like a glove. So, of course, I spent that to the whole table. So, Rabbi Schwitzer was in stitches. He was laughing away. And then I told him that this is the Maisa Shai. I saw it. Because I used to go to Lakewood when Avshnei was of Shira. So, my shvaga, Zechavim Bracha, lived in Harad Michal Wiener. So, he wrote on Taros for art school. He wrote on Kalen. He wrote on Yushalmi's. He was a big bulking Taros, and every Russian Taros. I don't Kalen with him. Almost as Kalen. So, anyway, so he, Yadavim Yeshiva. And at one point, there was a fellow named Krasansky. He had a beautiful voice, and he was a caterer in Lakewood, gave a lot of money to Yeshiva. So he down with the oven one Friday night. I was there, and he sang with a baby. The place was the hell. I never saw such a shockwave that spread from the Yeshiva. they never experience singing l'chaveinu. Who sings l'chaveinu? You say one stanza, I say one stanza. You say one stanza. That's the other Hashivas. And they went to see Rav Shneur's reaction. Rav Shneur was all smiles. He was like in a state of tremendous happiness. Finally, somehow there was a breakthrough in Lakewood. Anyway, Adayam Azeh, the only thing that's sung in Lakewood is the Chavadi. The answer is Ach. Someone changes more. Okay, so I presented my position, and my position became the subject of a lot of discussion. I provoked a lot of people here, which is great. I thought it was a very healthy conversation. One of the best conversations that people ever had here. They don't have too many, but at least one of them they had because of me. And then they also, when I got the number, they, you were here. So they insisted I sing one or two things, which of course I didn't do, but they did it for me. And then I sang it over, I said it over again anyway. Why? They asked me. But it says in the Oscar Siddur that you use congregation and then chazan. So I just follow what's in the Oscar. Anyway, okay, I just had to get that off my chest. One of my favorite topics. Anyway, I'm back to the issue here of the different malachas. So now the Gemara has somebody cut and also sit down over here. And take a look now. This is a very important Gemara. This Gemara we have not yet dealt with. At the bottom of the page, at the same page that has malachas and Avodah Bishviyah. So look at the Gemara and the cut and the Gemara is going to be utilizing extensively. And that Gemara there. I think that the Gimel and Aleph. It's not so basic. Don't know the Gimel and Aleph. So tonight, Mashkin beis Hashalten b'mayi b'shviyah. So the bottom of the page, the Gemara says Bishlam b'mayi b'shem tircha. What's the issue? B'mayi tircha. However you define that term. But welcome say the Shalom on Ela Shviyas ben b'maliyam b'shem zareya. What is the issue of Mashkin? So many people have asked me in the last 3-4 weeks the following question. They have air conditioners that go outside. And now sometimes the pipe meeting the water outside of the air conditioner goes on the grass. Are they called water in the grass? In the Shemitah year, I hope it's Mutter Lagami. But there are a few briskets here. A few people are very machmir. So I told them, well, be machmir. You can attach a plastic, that the body's plastic attachments, attach it to that pipe, and now direct the water to the water on the ground, to the bricks, to the pavement, etc. I don't see that this is called Mashke Sodosef.
You didn't ask about Shabbos.
Of course I did. Shabbos, so the Shulchan writes, the Chabad writes in Shulchan about Shabbos. Let's see, people have, the Chutzah, they have what they call, they told me, what the young men told me, they have a deck. A deck means it's like, a, I guess, a depressant, a porch. But the deck is usually, consists of planks of wood, and there also are spaces. And now you go and have Shal Shudas there, or whatever, you have a meal there, have lunch there, and you're like a veranda, patio, I don't know, they go on a deck. That's the lotion that they use. So now can I go ahead and drink over there? And the water may spill, or whatever drink I'm having will spill. Those are the cracks and water. Yeah, it says, well, no, it's also a chance. So that's the question regarding Shemitah. What's the status of Shemitah? They asked me regarding the air conditioner. I'm telling you, maybe 15 people have asked me the question in the last month. The air conditioning going outside is very, Baruch Hashem, Yireim Ushleimen, and they want to know, the same issue that applies to Shabbos, applies to Shemitah. So this sugya of Mashkin is discussed in the reading of my God, Machlokes in the Gemara, what the Iser of being Mashke afield, is the Iser Zorea, is the Iser Chayresh, what's the Iser exactly? What's happening? You're suddenly softening the ground. Chayresh is 3 foot out of the Shabbos. Zorea, the plant is here in the ground. So when I water the ground, is that called Zorea? Does that enable or does that assist the ground also in the terms of the growth, or whatever item is there? So this is Machlokes in the Gemara. So here, I just want to mention one issue that you'll see in a moment. Shviyas ben maliyam mishor zoya, ben maliyam mishum chayrish, machol zan nivara, zviyah v'chavish and shviyas mishorim, are you allowed to be zoya and chayrish and shviyas? If it's also mishum zoya, or also mishum chayrish. Zoya, for sure, it's also, that's a positive chumish. That we just saw. What about chayrish? Or may abay b'shviyas ala zebri, where we hold shviyas in Abolam, shviyas in Adana Torah, what's Aser? Only Avos, not Telus. You see, Vashon Ashvius, Shna Shabbos Miel Haaretz Salcha L'Sizva, Michti, Zmiru, B'chon Zriya, U'B'tzira, B'chon Tzira. Am I Hilus HaKasim Rahmona? So why is it written? Why does the Torah have to mention 4 separate items? Salcha L'Sizva, Kamach L'Sizmor, Sviach Ketzir L'Sikzar, in the Zerachal Sitzar, Zmira is included under Zmira, and Betzira is included under Betzira. The Ma'i Hilvasa, the name of the Ahani told us the Chaya, Achmanaisel of the Chaya. So this is going to be the subject of a lot of discussion that we're going to have relating to this Gemara. But I'm simply indicating that there are clearly Melachos Daraisa, and then there's a whole series of Melachos Daraisa. In the Mishnah in Shvius, in the second paragraph, you have a long list of different Melachos. Now, I'll just mention a few of them that are probably more or less pretty well known. So, all of us, the Mishnah speaks about Mizablin. We're talking about putting Zebel on the Karka. Ma'agrin, where they do Chafira around the Ilonos. The Mishnah goes on, speaks about Meyablin, where you're going to be Chotech Yabelet. It's a kind of mum, apparently, in the Ilon. Mefarkin, again, you remove Olin in order to lighten the burden of the Ilon. Ma'avkin, they cover the Sharoshim with Avak. Ma'ashnin, they smoke the area under the Ilon. You want to kill all the Taloyim. Some sort of fumigation that takes place. The Mishnah goes further. Mishnah said, Misaklin, you have to remove the stones from the field. Many people have asked me, also, people talk about putting down dafka, what they call it, fake grass. They asked me about that. That's mutar legabe. There's no issur whatsoever. The only problem is, in order to remove whatever debris there is on the ground, sometimes there's a lot of avonim on the ground. Are they allowed to remove the avonim that would prevent the proper placement of the fake grass? It says in the Mishnah, Misaklin, remove avonim rather from the karka. This is one of the malachas of the Rabbanan. And it would seem that even though there's a Mishnah, Per Gimel, the Mishnah says, you'll do the act of a sakla even on Shrias itself. So I think Yerushalmi is the kasha, I didn't look it up, but I believe that Yerushalmi answers and says that we're talking about Avonim Tushos, where they're Tolush, they're already detached from the ground. Mashenkin over here is talking about Avonim and Mechubot Kark. That's a big difference. If it's Tolush, then there's no problem. So sometimes people, that's what they explain to me, they're putting down fake grass, why don't they put it on before Shemitah? Look, what else is there? Anyway, so they waited until the Shemitah, and after they removed the stones that are, otherwise it wouldn't be level. I'm not such a mumcha in fake grass. I'm just a mumcha in fake news.
So you do it if you're not doing it for blanket purposes?
Okay, so that's the question. Exactly. But it's also, okay,
so hold.
Say that. Okay, that's the question, whether it's permissible on Shvius itself. That's a whole discussion, whether it's an Issur d'Rabbanan. The Mishnah says that during the Tosefta Shvius, Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do it. But on Shvius itself, you're not supposed to do it. So that's the question, whether what you do. But it's a whole list of other ones. The Karsamin, we have to cut dry anafim from the Ilan Mizardin. You have so many anafim that some of them are moist, and then they weigh heavily on the Ilan, and you want to light this burden. Mefaslin, removing the psoles. Oh, yeah, I'm just giving you all this. Mizamin. Yeah, these are different types of labors that I've done for the purpose of obviously the growth of the tree. Okay, I'm just listing a whole list that I have. So these are malachos d'avonim that are, some of them are toldos of Zriya. I'll give you an example. The toldos of Zriya are the ones that are well known, probably harkava and habracha, grafting and bending. Let's say the toldos of Zmira are all some of these that I mentioned. Namely, Kirsum and Gizum and Pisul and Zibu and Dilu. These are all mentioned by the Mishnah over here, the second paragraph of Sefer Shvius. Then you have the Toldos of Chamisha. Sikul Avonin is the Toldos of Chamisha. Or for that matter, Idur, where you're Ma'adi, what they call it, hoeing the ground. Or Zibul or Nikush or Kisuah. And that's the issue. Okay, so all this is something that I'm going to Mitzvah Hashem discuss. So the next year, I hope to talk about, I'm going to start with the Malach of Zoreah. I'm discussing the Darais of Zoreah and what's included in that Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully, that'll be the next year. Bring that. No, I don't know who's supposed to take care of this. Philip went to a simcha. He left it here and did not leave the instructions. What to do? The Zoom. He zooms it all the time. There are a few people who listen to the Zoom. There's a Rob in South Africa. Stop. Sure. What?
I didn't want to press stop.
Oh, that's good. That's helpful. That would be a start. Yeah. I don't even know how to do it.